It could have been just a routine drug interdiction. Bundles of narcotics seized while being transported on a small local river in remote northern Honduras. Except for two things. A boatload of uninvolved civilians were fired on by the drug agents, and more significantly, word of their massacre got out to the world at large.
A group of villagers were traveling upstream to the town of Aguas late at night, and they became the victims of a DEA drug interception. It was not intentional by the DEA, but they were in the line of fire, and this group of, I think there were 14 people in the boat, 4 people were killed, and 4 were wounded. And 2 of the travelers who were killed were pregnant women. Another one was a 14-year-old boy.
Maria Robinson knows this because she went there and talked with some of the survivors of that incident on May 11th of this year. The Healdsburg woman was part of a 13-member delegation of human rights activists who traveled to the Mosquito region on May 22nd and 23rd to try to learn just what had happened.
We were able to identify a number of the victims and speak to them, and relatives of some of the dead as well. And I should say that we interviewed them separately. Since they were in different hospitals, it would have been impossible for them to connect with each other. So we really truly believe that we got independent testimonies from the people who have suffered from this attack.
But the accounts of those native people, says Robinson, differ sharply from the official explanation offered by the U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency.
The DEA, number one, has denied that there were these victims. And 2, if there were, they were drug traffickers. They had said that there were no reports issued about deaths and injuries. They also said, by the way, that they were assisting Honduran military agents in this drug operation.
That claim, too, was called into question by the people at the scene.
We independently spoke to another fellow who said someone tall who was English-speaking or spoke very halting Spanish forced him to go with him to get a boat, break into a house to get gasoline, and go downriver to pick up the drugs from the drug boat. DEA, from what we understand, was not sitting in the helicopter monitoring this thing. They were actively on the ground, actively getting the drugs, actively ordering people around.
But once the agents successfully completed their raid, Robinson says, they simply left without regard for the chaos and destruction they had caused. And that's what she is now working to see corrected.
Most critical thing is to have a full investigation and not to let the DEA pass this investigation off to the Hondurans. Honduras is known to have a lot of people in government that have been involved in the drug trade or have alliances with them. It's asking the fox to check out the chickens in the hen house. The other thing that's happening, of course, is that Honduras is being portrayed as a failed state. That then justifies increased militarization. There are soldiers everywhere with these masks on and rifles everywhere.
All this is beginning to get noticed on Capitol Hill. Robinson says so far, 94 members of Congress have signed onto a letter calling for a reexamination of U.S. policy in Honduras. She's also hoping that additional awareness of this incident in Aguas will add momentum to that call. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.